Throughout the business world, people are obsessed with making sure the price is right, that supply matches demand. But there is an entire industry that routinely gets it wrong, sometimes on purpose, the concert industry. Caitlin Kenny of our Planet Money team reports on ticket scalping and one expert's campaign to curtail it.
I will let the ticketing expert introduce himself. Well, that's how he used to introduce himself. These days, it's more like this.
You can call me Kid Rock, Bobby, whatever you want.
Robert James Ritchie, better known as Kid Rock. He got famous back in the late 1990s for combining rock and rap. These days, his music has more of a country sound. And it's always bugged him that scalpers were out there reselling his tickets for more money.
They're taking the best tickets from the biggest fans. That's what's happening.
It's not just Kid Rock and his fans' problem. You see it everywhere in the concert industry. For example, take Sandra Hamm, a huge Taylor Swift fan. Sandra wanted to see Taylor Swift in Texas last month. Her husband tried to get her the tickets as a present.
They went on sale, and he told me he was waiting at his computer, but he said as soon as he clicked on it, they were gone. He couldn't do anything.
Some luckier fans had gotten tickets, but scalpers had gobbled up the rest. Sandra and her husband ended up paying a scalper online $500 for two tickets, more than twice their face value. But Sandra says she was fine with that.
I didn't even think about the cost because it was so much fun. In fact, I would probably spend that same amount, if not a little bit more, again.
What this means is that Taylor Swift underpriced her tickets. One of her fans would have paid her twice as much to come to her concert, and Taylor, she just left that money on the table for somebody else to scoop it up. The problem is good intentions. A lot of artists worry about making tickets affordable for their fans. Kid Rock is one of them. You can get a ticket to his current tour for $20.
I don't want to break you by coming to see me. I want to make as much money as I can, but I don't need to drive around in a tinted down Rolls Royce or a Maybach and hide from people because I felt like I ripped them off. Madonna. Rolling Stones. I mean, come on.
Does it worry you, though, that the reason scalpers
because
exist?
Because my tickets are cheap. Right.
So
that's why the secondary market would work.
So that's the conundrum. Artists want to keep tickets cheap for fans, but the cheaper you make them, the more likely it is some scalper will just come along, buy low, and sell high. Fans are still paying a lot of money, just not to the artist. One obvious solution is just give in. Price the tickets at the market rate, at the rate your fans are paying the scalpers. But there's a danger associated with that. It has to do with the complicated psychology of fans and their relationship to musicians. Remember Sandra Hamm, who paid $250 each for Taylor Swift tickets? She says if Taylor herself had wanted to charge her that much...
If I saw it on her website for $250, I would think that was crazy. It just seems like so much money to go to a concert. And it's, I mean, I know she's so popular, but it's just Taylor Swift.
But you paid it, so it's clearly worth it.
It was worth it, but I think it was the concept that you buy a scalp ticket for more than it's worth.
When a scalper does it, it feels like business. When Taylor Swift does it, it feels like betrayal. So if you're that artist, how do you keep your tickets cheap and keep them out of the hands of the scalpers? Kid Rock, it turns out, thinks a lot about this, and he's come up with a couple solutions. First of all, for scalpers to make money, there needs to be more demand than supply. So Kid Rock's upping the supply, doing more shows, 8 shows in Detroit alone. Another solution, for the best seats, he's raising the price, making them Ticketmaster Platinum seats. But he's making them paperless, so they're harder to scalp. You've got to show an ID and the credit card you bought them with to get in. And if you really want to sit close to the stage, you have to be a true fan. Kid Rock's people are searching out the most diehard fans and giving them the front row seats. No longer can you pay your way to the front of the stage just to impress your date.
First 2 rows you can't buy a ticket to at all. They're not for sale. Because I'm tired of seeing the old rich guy in the front row with the hot girlfriend. And the hot girlfriend, you know, with her boobs hanging out with her beer in the air just screaming the whole time. And the old rich guy standing there like he could care less. It's a very common theme at Kid Rock concerts. Probably at most people's concerts.
Keeping tickets cheap isn't just for the fans. There's something in this for Kid Rock as well. He gets a cut of all the merchandise and all the beer that's sold at his concerts.
If you give people a fair price, I think they'll feel a little better about spending their money. And they might, you know, they might drink some more beer. They might buy 2 t-shirts. They might spend as much just because they don't feel like someone's trying to get over on them. and I'm going to make money off it. I'm screaming this at other artists. I'm going to make money. You know what I mean? And I'm happy to discuss it with any of you at any time.
Mick Jagger, Kid Rock says to call him. Caitlin Kenney, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Transcripts for the stories you hear today are available for free tomorrow when you visit the story page on NPR.org. Listeners like you make this and other programs possible. Thanks for supporting public radio. This is NPR.